It's Laura from KMFM Breakfast. I'm minus Gary, but I'm with two incredible stand-ins. I'm here with the Black Eyed Peas. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Doing well, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. So Wednesday morning, this is a huge day because you guys are back with a bang.
Yes.
Big Love is coming out. And the reason why it means a lot to us is because what keeps the Black Eyed Peas a bond is the big love that we have for each other.
Yeah.
I know that sounds sappy and like, oh my gosh, those guys are so sentimental.
It's I love the accent, by the
it's
way.
Absolutely.
Very
like,
good.
She had a lot of practice.
He's been working on that, hasn't he?
Yeah. It's like bang on truth, you know? So.
And it's cool because we actually also released three previous singles.
Of course.
Prior to Big Love, mm-hmm. which is Street Living, Ring the Alarm, Get It, and the most recent, which is Constant, which is a very reminiscent of our earlier work.
Yeah.
You know, with our first album, Behind the Front. And, uh-huh. and this new project is that exactly sentiment, that frequency of Behind the Front and Ella Funk.
Just want to say, 2003, I got Ella Funk for Christmas.
Nice.
It had been on my Christmas list since the summer when it came out. And I remember I got it, and that was the soundtrack to my Christmas Day, 2003.
Awesome.
And Pump It as well. Me and my friends from school, who probably kill me for telling you this, we made up a routine on the trampoline to Pump It, where the beginning, you know when it starts with pa, 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 we like popped up one at a time,
hilarious.
Rolled across
That's
the trampoline.
Awesome.
It was brilliant.
Is that on YouTube?
No, but it should be. I'm so gutted.
It should be on YouTube. You should post it.
You guys have had like, what, 384 million hits on Pump It. Mm. Can you imagine if I'd done the trampoline spin-off? Come on, I might have got more hits on
it
that.
It would have gone viral.
I feel like maybe I should do a remake, get all my friends back together. Although we're a lot older now, maybe not as supple, so I don't know if it'd work as well.
Supple.
Exactly. So with the Big Love, I just want to ask you some things that you've got big love for, okay? Mm. So first of all, English food. What's the English food that you've got some big love for?
Mm. Baked beans.
Oh, baked beans. Nice. You go Heinz or are you happy with any brand?
Any brand.
Any brand. That's nice. I like it. What about you?
Not food. I would say English tea.
Oh, English tea.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we
do make a good cup of tea. Yep. We're famous for that. Okay, how about superhero?
Iron Man.
I'm going to say Zulu X off of our Masters of the Sun graphic novel.
Okay, Whoa. This is awesome. And this is your own thing, isn't it? Your own
biased,
graphic novel.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I can't believe that you guys have done that. That's like surely every boy's dream to come out with your own graphic novel.
It's awesome to be able to create your own, universe in your own world and create characters that live in the Marvel world. We've been working on this for a while now, and to actually have it out and then have the Masters of the Sun tour coming in October and November, like it's just surreal.
Okay, let's go for a fashion trend. Big love for a fashion trend.
Hoodies.
Yeah, I like it. Comfort.
I would say sneakers.
Sneakers. I like it.
Oh,
okay.
Drop crotch pants.
Oh, come on. You're bringing out the big guns now. I like
MC
that.
MC Hammer pants or
just low crotch.
Okay.
Masters of the Sun then. We've touched on it a little bit on the tour. What can we expect? You're coming to London next month, which is the closest one for us, obviously, here in Kent. So what are we in for?
You know, it's exciting because it's been a while since we've toured. Exciting because we also have a new addition to the family. Apple the App, our bandmate, is in the Philippines right now. But he actually has an artist named Jessica Reynoso who will be singing some songs with us. She'll be participating with us. And, you know, it's his way of paying it forward. He was adopted from the Philippines in 1989 and gave him the opportunity to have the American dream. And Apple did the same thing with Jessica Reynoso.
So you guys, of course, had loads of success as the Black Eyed Peas. I mean, Grammys, wow. Where do you keep them? Do you have them on display somewhere? Are they the cliche in the downstairs loo? Where do you keep the Grammys?
In my downstairs studio.
I have mine in my living room. I have like a display case.
Oh, this
I do.
Is so cool. Yeah. You've got to display the Grammys. They're the big ones, aren't
Definitely.
They? Weirdest award you've ever received? Have you ever had a weird gift from a fan or a strange award for something random?
I would say the weirdest thing is somebody tattooed my name on their back.
No, they did not.
That
they tattooed
yeah.
your name.
They came to our show and they said, yo, I got your name tattooed right here on my back. So it was just weird to see, someone do that.
There it is, your name.
We've seen people tattoo the Where's the Love ? On their arm.
I have seen that.
Somebody said, hey, can you draw on my arm? And Will drew a character of likeness of himself. And she actually tattooed the character that Will drew with the marker.
Oh, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. And where did the inspiration for the character come from? Was it based on anything or you just sort of freestyle?
I always had like a continuous character.
Yeah.
So back then I would have like, it's called like a nonstop. What do you call it? continuous. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just like a graffiti thing that we did.
Now, we play a game on KMFM Breakfast called Say It. So are you guys up for a bit of a game next? We'll see how you
sure.
get on.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, let's play next. It's KMFM Breakfast. I'm Laura and I am joined by the Black Eyed Peas. I love this, guys. So we're going to have a game of Say It. Okay. So looking through the leaderboard, some of the people that you might know that are on this list, well, of course, you're going to know this guy. He's at the bottom there, I'm afraid, Ollie Murs. He's got a score of 9 right now. We've also got on the list Rita Ora. She's got a score of 11. Ed Sheeran, he's played. He got 12. Liam Payne and Louis Tomlinson, of course, from One Direction. They both got 13. Nearer the top, we've got Jess Glynn with a score of 14. And have you guys watched any Strictly while you've been in England? Strictly Come Dancing. One of the biggest stars from that, Anton Dubek. He's top of the leaderboard right now with a score of 16, okay?
All right.
So how it works is I'm going to have a list of words. I'm going to describe as many as I can for you in 60 seconds. And if you're at the top of the leaderboard, you are celebrity Say It leaders, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your 60 seconds starts now. Okay, it's a hot drink, not tea, the other one with loads of caffeine.
Coffee.
In. Yes, it's the furry stuff on your head.
Hair.
Yes, it's a film about a really giant monkey and he climbs up buildings.
King Kong.
Yes, he's an actor who was in Wolf on Wall Street and
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic. Yes. They like buzz around and they can sting
Bees.
You and they make honey. Yes. It's what you go into space in, a really like
spacesuit.
No, like
rocket
a
ship.
Machine, rocket, yeah. It's what you eat, it's flat, it's got tomato and cheese on it and
pizza.
Toppings. Yeah. He's a character, hangs out with Mickey Mouse. He's
Donald
like a
Duck.
Bird.
Duck.
Yes. It's what you climb up to get in the attic. You climb up it.
Ladder.
Yes, it's a film with Elsa and Anna in it and it's really cold.
Frozen.
Yes, it's what you eat at the cinema, salt or sweeted.
Popcorn.
Yes, it's what I'm tapping on right now, this thing
iPad.
That I'm using. Yes, Christmas film. He's really grumpy, doesn't like Christmas.
Scrooge.
Yes, it's what you take photos with, the thing that you
Camera.
Take pictures of. Yes, she is an heir to all the hotels. She's really posh in...
Hilton.
Yes, it's a film about Dorothy and the Lion
Wizard
and
of Oz.
The Tin Man. Oh, Wizard of Oz, just in time to boo. 16, that puts you joint top of the league.
Yes.
You guys smashed it.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. Black Eyed Peas, you've been amazing. You've topped the Say It leaderboard. Brand new single, Big Love, is out today. Big love for being on KMFM.
I want to say one thing. Thank you to all the Peabodys who've been supporting us since day one. We salute you. We thank you for rocking with us. We hope you enjoy Big Love and the Masters of the Sun tour coming to you in October.
Yo, what's up? This is Will.i.am.
Taboo.
And we the Black Eyed Peas. And you're rocking with us right here on KMFM Breakfast.
With Gary and Laura.
Boom.